Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. But some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why does this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardship, don't give up on your dreams. There are rough times that are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Smooches, and thank you so much for joining us again for Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. It is such a pleasure to be able to bring so many great words to our listeners and to also be the bringer of dreams. That's right. Smooches has officially designated ourselves as the bringer of dreams. We have been smooching the independent artist dreams, the entrepreneurial dreams, the inventor dreams, the visionary. We are, and you are, the very people who people have been watching. And people know and have been watching you way before you knew you had a purpose. Your very being spoke to other souls. I want you to understand that you must continue to do everything in your power to develop and to continue to develop your big picture. It's time to find out how you can start selling shares of your dream right away. Please join us live for this live chat right here on the number one independent woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Smooches!
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, God-like feature that only the special among us will ever take. It's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you can be. I'm challenging you to find your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business. who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to see life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to test themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
Investing in you. That's what the dreams are all about. And I hope that you are really enjoying this combination that we were able to download from a very considerate and a very fulfilled website called songilly.com. Now, you know, Smooches is always letting our listeners and our artists know there are so many different ways that you can control what you listen to. But we also like to send our listeners and our followers and our fans, we send them to the same places that we're at so that they, if there's something that we missed, there's something that you could possibly recommend, or there's something out there just for you, maybe you can find it, you know, in all of this music, there's so much music and there's so much expression. There is time, and then there's space. And then in between time and space, there are so many things that you can do to sell your dreams to your customers. Your customers are waiting for your dreams. They know that it's an incubation stage. And I want you tonight to say to yourself, you know what, tonight I have decided that I'm going to sell my dream. Now, the way I felt this week as I took notes about this show, I thought about it. And I thought, how are you going to sell your dream each day? Well, I had to go back to a time when I was selling a dream and I didn't even know it. I was working in a corporate job or a state job, and I knew each and every day that I woke up that pretty soon that this job would be coming to an end, whether it was on my own volition or someone else's. But I also knew I had a hidden face from the rest of the people that I worked for on a day-to-day basis. And so when this job came to an end, the thing about it was my dream wasn't coming to an end. And so people had to understand that before I left. And so as I got to the people that I was the closest to at this particular job, I started to kind of terminate, per se, our said relationships, on the job relationships, and open up another door for them to join me when I opened up this dream. Because I knew that along the way that I had met people that would help me be able to put some more fuel in the engine room for this dream that's going to need a lot of steam. And so selling the dream, people knew it. So, you know, sometimes it's not just you telling people about your dream. It's the way you're living your life. It's what you're saying when people are being negative and you're being positive. You're selling your dream right there. People know that if you do anything outside of what you're doing with them right now, that you will be successful, because guess what? You are keeping a great attitude. And so I looked at it as lift. And so one of the things that I needed to do in order to sell this dream, I needed to listen. I needed to listen to what people were saying about who I was. And some of the things that people were telling me about myself, I was not able to handle in the beginning of the development of this dream. And so I needed to be where I was at for a little while longer so that I could continue to look inner to find out who was this person that felt that they were going to be able to commit and grow this dream. You needed to, I think I felt at that time that, wow, I'm not ready yet, because I need to go through a transformation. A lot of the times when I was getting angry or frustrated, it's only because there was a fear that I wasn't going to be able to bring the dream about. And as soon as I let go of a lot of that thoughts or those thoughts, my dream began to be promoted through steam. People started to put me in places that I didn't think I was going to be. I got opportunities were being opened right there, even as I thought to myself, I'm supposed to be at my dream. But part of the dream was I knew when I created the dream, way before I knew who I was, I knew that I needed to be a transformed personality. And as I looked at some of the things that I would say and do and some of the behaviors that I had, I said, you know what, before I get to this dream, I want to lose this stuff. And so there were a lot of watchers. People were watching what I said, what I did, and I knew that I needed to be very careful because these people were going to help me and invest in this dream one day. And so the people, I didn't need everybody on board, but I did need specific people on board. So I needed to learn how to listen. And as I began to listen, I listened to not only what people said about me, I listened to other people and the dreams they had deferred. And if they had a deferred dream and I knew they weren't going to pick it back up, not for one second, they had given up on themselves, I decided to incorporate a little bit of their dream within my dream. So I had to listen. And if you listen to motivational, inspirational words, music, and you do that on a consistent basis, you'll be able to transform. And so the second thing I needed to do, I needed to learn how to integrate. I had always been one of those learners. In the past, I had done a lot of self-searching, but I had also done a lot of reading. And a lot of times, if some of the things that were happening in my life didn't match some of the stuff that I had read up on, I could not integrate. I wasn't able to integrate new information. It took me a little time. I was a little resistant to new information. And so I said, you know what? You got to learn how to integrate. And so I would make it my business to practice that. And when it came up to the point where I said to myself, oh, you know what? I can't do it. No. I would always allow later. So you know what? Just do it for practice. See if you can integrate this new knowledge. So if someone said that this box was going to be used in this manner and I could not see the vision, I would allow myself to just integrate that already. So if the person was explaining something to me, I would just automatically get it. Like, yes, yes, the sky is green. I can understand exactly what you mean by that. I started to integrate, but not in a way in which my thoughts were being misconstrued or someone was able to manipulate my thoughts. I was just being able to integrate. And that integration, it was able to open up my perception. So the second thing I had to do was to integrate. Not only just integrate other people's thoughts, I needed to integrate more people of different backgrounds, more people with different thoughts, more people that I could not possibly see myself being with, people that I would never consider holding a conversation with. So I learned how to integrate. How I integrated was I went to almost every MLM, local MLM I thought I had, gone to every MLM meeting in my local area, which to me in the local area was about five or six. And so I would sit down and I would listen to the person in front of the board explain the dream of that particular MLM. And then sometimes I would leave and I would say, no, this is not for me because I have my own dream and I don't want to build someone else's dream when I know that I have a dream that needs all of my attention. And people couldn't understand that. But it was okay because wherever I went, every time I went to one of those local MLMs, I met someone that I was able to integrate into my bigger vision. And I knew that these people would come back around somehow, some way. Then I knew that they knew in me that she's not going to be sold on our dreams. She has dreams and plans of her own. I'm going to come right back to you, and I'm going to give you some more of L, I, and we're going to and find out what it is that you're going to need to do in order to sell your dreams to your customers. Right here on Smooches Radio.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality, that you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibility.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want a counsel. You know, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. Listen to me. You can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to college.
Yes, Smooches. You can live your dream. It's yours. You own something. You may not feel, today you may feel like you don't own anything, but you own your thoughts of your dream. And one of the things that help your thoughts along is the attitude. That's the real special part, because you have control over your attitude more than you think you do. And so we were talking about the listening and integrating. And so as I learned down the road, and I spent a lot of time at a place where I felt that I was not supposed to be, but I was supposed to be there for all the right reasons, and it had everything to do with my transformation that I needed to go through in order to bring my dream to the masses, because this is a big dream. This dream is bigger than overflow. Now, I know probably you've been to churches and people have talked about overflow. And I want to bring that to your consciousness mind right now, because I understand exactly what overflow means. But you have to understand it on all levels. Begin to understand that overflow happens and is created on all levels. When you turn your light on in your bedroom, that is overflow, overflow of light. When you get paid next week and you have your money in your hand, that's overflow. It's bigger than a dollar. Overflow. So just beginning to understand these concepts, I needed to be able to integrate a lot of different things. I needed to be able to do this in order to transform, because the dream was being transformed before my very eyes. I was being transformed because I am the person, I am the visionary who said that this dream needed to occur because I needed people's lives to change. And I couldn't waste any more time, and I couldn't put it off because my kids were in school and I didn't feel they were ready for me to leave to become the part of this big dream that I was beginning to build on the just in my thoughts. And so I began to slowly begin to transform in a lot of different ways. But you would not believe that the transformation was not happening the way I thought it would. Transformation sometimes, the transformation takes you sometimes, like I said, when you have overflow of light, you understand that's light, but when you have overflow of darkness, it gets very confusing. Because fear sleeps into your dream at one point, and you need it to be there sometimes. You need to know that, you know, as you're doing this dream, as you are creating this dream, that, you know, sometimes there's going to be some dark moments. And the big CEOs and out there and the people who are the visionaries, these are the people who carry the burden of the dream on their back, and you need to be able to handle that. And so I began to understand what it is I needed to do. I needed to familiarize. I needed to understand everything I needed to know about what entrepreneurs did, what successful people did. I wanted to know each genre of people. What do the youth want? What does this generation want? What does the next generation want? What do people want and need? What do people want the most? And so I had found myself in other places. I found myself at church. And then I found myself in another church and another and another. And I wanted to know what would people need the most. And I said, you know what people really seem to want the most? People seem to be really wanting hope. It's almost like they'll buy it. Faith, courage, knowledge. So I went back to school and I said, you know what? I just can't work this job anymore. I've got to do something. Since I'm transforming, you know what I'm going to transform? I'm going to transform my job description because it's something small. Maybe it's doable, but you know what? If it doesn't work, it doesn't matter. I still have a job. And so I began to familiarize myself with the place that I was at. And this place just happened, the pinnacle of this place happened to be education. I was like, you know what, I need to familiarize myself. And education became deeper because education became, it sort of had its own meaning because I thought it always was students. But education is so many different things. I'm so glad that I was able to see that education became community. It became relationships. It became hope. And I needed to know what people were willing to do or not willing to do in order to get this hope. And I felt like I wanted to be the symbol of hope for other people. And so I began to be very, very committed to completing everything that I said that I was going to complete in this moment in time. And that was that moment in time. And so I began to familiarize myself with the workings of this particular organization to find out how does an organization like this operate? I need to know what it would take to run this big dream because I know, you know what, I need to familiarize myself with the runnings of this organization. And so I found myself at meetings where I could see what the people in this organization that had key titles were actually doing. And so forth and so forth. Because the next thing I did, I found myself at community meetings and put myself in the position of understanding what it was the community wanted. And then I found myself in another place. I found myself in the place where the people ran the money, and I was able to get training on how to run these budgets. And then I found myself in another area where I was able to find out what it was to get funding. And all these places, these were not job descriptions. These were places that I placed myself. I volunteered for some of this stuff. And one of the things I knew all along was this is hope, part of my dream. Understanding what it is that people want, that's a part of my dream. And so I needed to familiarize myself, and that's what I became. I became familiar. What are you becoming familiar with? It's your dream. How often do you not just listen and pick up a book, but how often are you around other people
who had the same or similar dream, or maybe somebody out there who used your dream or the same type of dream as a stepping stone to where they're at now. When was the last time you called a CEO and asked them if you could have a meeting with them, not about a job, but about hope? Think about where you want to take your dream, because you got to sell your dream. And a part of selling your dream is you're going to have to learn how to love and create yourself. A lot of people start to, when they talk motivation, they say, you need a good team around you. You need a good team around you. That's going to come. But prior to all of that, there's a dream that needs to be held in the incubation period, and it needs to be, it's very fragile. It's very fragile in the beginning. And so there's a lot of things you're going to have to learn how to do on your own. And some people say, well, I just don't work that way. It doesn't work that way for me. Okay. Well, if you can't do it yourself, then you need somebody very, very close to you who can do the same thing. But you're going to have to learn the workings of your dream. That's so important. That's so important to your consumers. That's important to your board members. That's important to your legacy. You need to familiarize yourself. And then the last thing that I decided to do was I learned to trust. Trust. Listen, integrate, familiarize, trust. Now, trust was something that I had been dealing with for so long because, you know, I had always done things on my own. I don't know where I learned it from, and I possibly couldn't go into it in this half hour, but I knew that, you know what, I'm going to have to learn to trust, but not just trust people. I needed to trust my instincts. I lived in a household where people were always questioning my instincts. And sometimes that would just make me, just frustrate me, especially when I was on target a lot of times. No, there was no one in there that could actually teach me in my home at that particular time how to trust my instincts. And the things that were being done weren't always, it was always done by structure. So the structure says that this is the way it has to go. And instinct was telling me something else. I need to learn how to trust myself. And I knew that if I learned how to trust myself, that I would learn how to be discerning eventually about who to trust. That's important to your dream. Now, when I say trust, I'm not saying that someone that tells you they're going to be there for you and is not, that person is not trustworthy. What I'm saying is you need to know who to give certain things to, and you also need to know who to rely on. It's not people's fault that they seem to let you down. It's your fault because you understand that this is a dream. And then when you delegate, you need to know exactly who you're delegating to. So you need to learn how to trust the people first. And I would say trust people with the small things first. Yes, your dream is a part of our show. And we would love to hear from you. And each and every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we want you to put your dream up for sale. We want to know what decisions you're making about marketing, and we don't want you to give up. Please contact us. Call in each and every Friday at 626-213-5635. We're putting your dream up for sale each and every Friday right here on Smooches Radio. I thank you so much for tuning in, and please share this show with someone you know. We are the bringer of dreams, and we're looking for you to bring your dream to us. While you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches. Good night.